Blessed Sabbath, everyone, and for those that are listening on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording in a later date, blessed Sabbath, everyone. We will begin our children's Sabbath school lesson number 44 for this day, October 5th, 2013. We will begin with our opening song. It's taken from the hymn number 394, the title, Far From All Cares.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Far from all care, we hailed the Sabbath morning. Our waving fields sailed from the distant sea. Swell notes of praising, harmony as all creation turns our heart to Thee. Though man alone, Lord of Thy great creation, fails now to love Thee for Thy love and power. Yet still a remnant, love Thee and remember Thy holy law in its sweet Sabbath thou. Lord of the Sabbath, Savior and Creator, calm now the throbbings of each troubled breast. Speak to our hearts the peace of Thy commandments. Breathe on each soul fair Eden's hallowed rest. Strong in Thy might and quiet in Thy meekness, may we Thine image bear from Thee today. Then may we enter pearly gates eternal and sing redemption's song each Sabbath day.
Amen. That was beautiful, dear sister. Praise the Lord. At this moment, we would like to request our little ones or mommies or daddies to have opening prayer. Bubala.
Our Father, I thank you for the spirit to have us today. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning to have another blessed Sabbath. I pray you be able to give us the opportunity to be able to be understanding right from wrong and to be careful for what we do or either the place where we are. For us to be able to understand Machama and to be knowing the truth and not be able to think that we can be able to fake it. Protect us that we can be able to obey your will. Forgive us for our sins and our European class experience. For us to be able to at least be grateful and know the knowledge that we can be able to follow your will even to the end of time. This is my friend Jesus Christ on the Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture for our study is taken from the King James Version, Galatians 4, 4 and 5, and it reads, But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter entitled The Fullness of the time. This is part one. So let's continue in our book, Desire of Ages, chapter 3. We will discuss pages 31 through 34. If anyone of the Dare family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Son of man, what is that proverb that we have in the land of Israel? Bring the day of prolonged and every day increase.
Genesis chapter 15. From verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Amen.
Exodus 12:41. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
Matthew 2:18. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment of Gentiles. Amen.
Amen. Good job, little one. If anyone of the Bear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 31. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son to redeem them that were under the law, that we may receive the adoption of sons. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. The Savior's coming was foretold in Eden. When Adam and Eve first heard the promise, they looked for a speedy fulfillment. They joyfully welcomed their firstborn son, hoping that he might be the deliverer. But the fulfillment of the promise carried. Those who first received it died without despite. From the days of Enoch, the promise was repeated through patriarchs and prophets, keeping alive the hope of his appearing, and yet he came not. The prophecy of Daniel revealed the time of his advent, but not all rightly interpreted the message. Century and century passed away, the voice of the prophet ceased. The hand of the oppressor was heavy upon Israel, and many were ready to exclaim, the days were prolonged, and every vision faileth. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 22. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How long has our Savior's coming been foretold? And in whose prophecy was the time of his advent revealed and not rightly interpreted? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
From the Garden of Eden, and it was the prophecy of Daniel where his message was not interpreted right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's learn a beautiful memory verse found together, dear one.
Galatians 4:4.
Thank you, dear little one. We will continue our study. If anyone would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 32.
But like the start in the stars in the vast second of their appointed path, God's purposes haven't haste in no delay.
You are the
symbols of the great desires in darkness and the smoking furnace. God had revealed to Abraham the bondage of Israel and Egypt and had declared that the time of their sojourning should be 100 years. Afterwards, he said, shall they come out with great substance? Genesis 15-14. Against the world, all the power, all the power of Pharaoh's proud empire. Battle in the vain. Amen.
On the self-same night, appointed in the divine promise, it came to pass that all hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. Exodus 12:41. So in having counseled the hour from coming of Christ had been determined, when the great clock of time pointed to the hour he was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 32. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. Providence had directed the movements of nations and the tide of human impulse and influence, until the world was ripe for the coming of the Deliverer. The nations were united under one government. One language was widely spoken and was everywhere recognized as the language of literature. From all lands, the Jews of the dispersion gathered to Jerusalem to the annual feast. As these returned to the places of their sojourn, they could spread throughout the world the tidings of the Messiah's coming.
Desire of Ages, page 32. At this time, the systems of heathenism were losing their hold upon the people. Men were weary of pagan and fable. They longed for a religion that could satisfy the heart. While the light of truth seems to have departed from among men, there were souls who were longing for light and who were filled with the perplexity and sorrow. They were thirsting for knowledge of the living God, for some assurance of life beyond the grave. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have another question, boys and girls. When did God send forth His Son, and why was hedonism losing His hold upon the people? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is when the fullness of the time was come, and because men were weary of pageant and fable longing for religion that could satisfy the heart.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful song from the Spirit of Prophecy together, dear ones. It's taken from Desire of Ages, page 31. It's located in paragraph 1.
Oh!
Praise the Lord. We are continuing our study. The book is Desire Ages, page 32. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire Ages, page 32. As the Jews had departed from God, faith had grown them and hope had will not cease to illuminate the
future.
The words of the people, apostles, were uncomprehended to the masses of the people. Death was a dread mystery. Beyond was uncertainty and gloom. It was not alone the realms of the mothers of Bethlehem, but the cry from the great heart of humanity
that was born to the prophet
across the centuries,
the voice heard at Vema.
Lamentation and weeping,
and great mourning.
Rachel weeping for her children will not be comforted
because they are not. Matthew 2:18. I'm going to read it again. As the Jews had departed from God, faith had grown dim and hope had well nigh ceased to illuminate the future. The words of the prophets were uncomprehended. To the masses of the people, death was a dread mystery. Beyond was uncertainty and gloom. It was not alone the wailing of the mothers of Bethlehem, but the cry from the great heart of humanity that was born to the prophet across the centuries. The voice heard in Ramah, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. Matthew 2:18, Desire of Ages, page 32.
Desire of Ages, page 32 and 33. In the region and shadow of death, men sat unsolaced. With longing eyes, they looked for the coming of the deliverer when the darkness should be dispelled, and the mystery of the future should be made plain. Outside the Jewish nation, there were men who foretold the appearance of a divine instructor. These men were seeking for truth, and to them the spirit of inspiration was imparted, one after another like stars in the darkened heavens. Such teachers had arisen. Their words of prophecy had kindled hope in the hearts of the thousands of the Gentile world.
For hundreds of years, the scriptures had been translated into the Greek language, then widely spoken throughout the Roman Empire. The Jews were scattered everywhere, and their expectations of the Messiah's coming was to some extent shared by the Gentiles. Among those whom the Jews styled heathen were men who had a better understanding of the scriptures, prophecies concerning the Messiah than had the teachers of Israel. There were some who hoped for his coming as a deliverer from sin. Philosophers endeavored to study into the mystery of the Hebrews' economy. But the bigotry of the Jews hindered the spread of the light. Intent of maintaining the separation between themselves and other nations, they were unwilling to impart the knowledge they still proposed concerning the symbol service. The true interpretation must come, the one of whom all these things prefigured must explain their significance.
Praise the Lord. Well done, little one. Question, boys and girls, to whom was the spirit of inspiration imparted, and who endured to study into the mystery of the Hebrew economy? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
Men who were seeking for the truth, and the philosophers studied into the mystery.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So men who were seeking for truth and the philosophical study into the mysteries. Great job, little one. Praise the Lord. The next family that would like to text the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 34.
Through nature.
Through types. Through types and symbols.
Patriarchs.
And prophets, God had spoken to the world. Lessons must be given to humanity in the language of humanity. The messenger of the covenant must speak. His voice must be heard in his own temple. Christians, Christ must come to other worlds which should be clearly and definitely understood.
He, the author of truth, must separate truth from the chaff of man's utterance, which had made it of no effect. The principles of God's government and the plan of redemption must be clearly defined. The lessons of the Old Testament must be fully set before men. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 34, paragraph 1.
Praise the Lord. Great job, everyone. So we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath study. Next week, we will continue part 2 of our study in the fullness of time. At this moment, we will request any one of the little ones or mommies or daddies that would like to have closing prayer. Double up.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. I thank you for all we should be able to. I thank you for this wonderful shovel. And thank you for all this wonderful day. And thank you for God's creations. And thank you for all what you give us and letting us be grateful for the stuff we have. And thank you for letting people feel better who are sick. And let them feel better. So I thank you for anybody, Tia Sheila and Miss Rosie and Joshua, then Joshua get baptized. And thank you for Miss Sienna and Brother Joel, both of them get baptized. And thank you for Miss Grace. And thank you for what God creates and all the beautiful flowers and what he growed and what he created, the bugs, the insects, and thank you for all the health. Letting people have a health, and now letting them live outside. Thank you for the warm bread, bed, the food that we have, and thank you for it. Everybody, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We would like to welcome all the new visitors, Trisha and all the little ones. Welcome. We hope and pray that we'll see you next Sabbath. So next Sabbath, we will continue chapter 3 in the fullness of time, part 2. That will be October 12, 2013. We have also prepared activity for the children that they will be able to continue their Sabbath study, and hope that it will be a blessing to everyone. And for those brethren that participated in putting all of these beautiful studies together, we want to thank you, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. And for those listening on the phone, we have just ended our children's Sabbath study. We hope and pray you were blessed. Amen.